Hi, Cubella. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, everyone. And today is also the only crazy lady's birthday if she shows up.
Yes. And I believe it, yeah.
We'll be sure to sing to her. Mm-hmm. She's high on the singing list.
I know.
Tomorrow's Pertwheat's birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thursday is James and Cubella's birthdays.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Eric.
Oh,
hi, Dina Jo.
Hi, Tom. And Sister Cindy's in the room. Hi.
Well, she was. She came in and left.
Okay.
I thought you were going to go, hi, what are you, whatever your name, hi, what's your name?
what's your name?
I thought that's what you were going to say to me. Yeah, hi, what's your name?
I know, I was saying, what's your name? Yeah. You didn't get it. Forget it.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Use you.
Oh, that was me coughing to clear my throat.
Oh. Well, I'm still blessing you anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Fine.
Just fine.
Fine.
Yeah. We have competition. Sister Cindy's out there. Hi, Rockin' Al.
Rockin' Al. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric coming to you live from across the United States of America. If you're tuning in live, good to see you. If you're listening to us on the download, thank you for downloading the show. Just appreciate everybody.
Hi, Mike, Tampa Bay.
What a great day. I've changed the routine. I've changed my morning routine. You know how everybody, you know, you always have like a little routine, you know, you get going on. You got things you do, and everything comes in a certain order, you know. I mean, really, if you stop to think about what you do in the morning, you know, look at it, evaluate it. I mean, it's all done.
Oh, no, I'm done. Like, I do, is everything the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other morning, you know, I got up and kind of threw myself a curveball and started doing things different and all that. Well, I did it again today. I just,
it's hold good on a second. I can clear my throat. They say that's good for your brain to do, to change.
I think it is too. And, and it's good for your mood. It's good for your mood.
Yeah.
Because I used to
sometimes.
Get up. Yeah, sometimes.
Unless you're anal like me. You know? No, seriously, what do you call me besides anal? I'm just like, in a certain way, I have things done.
Yeah, I know.
I feel weird if I don't make my bed, you know, and I get stuck in a things.
Yeah,
yes.
They used to call it getting stuck in a rut, you know. You get stuck in a rut, you just move and you just do it, you know, and nothing ever changes. And then, I don't know, there's just something about, you know, this is the end of November. By November, thank you, you were fun, you know. And now we're starting December next month, you know, and it's like the year's coming to an end. It's time to, you know, go back and reevaluate, you know, look at what happened in the year, you know, evaluate what you did, what you accomplished and what you didn't. And, you know, December's a good month to do that. And December's a good month to kind of change things up a bit, you know, you want to change things up a bit. So, you know, I'd get up and I'd fire on all my equipment and I'd get my coffee going. I'd sit down. I'd start flipping through the news. No, I ain't doing that no more.
Yeah, I know. I did that. I don't ever do it on the TV, but I did it for the first. Like I told you, I turned on my computer and I just scanned down my main screen. And normally I just kind of scan for food. Or something that looks, you know, but
I go to the refrigerator for my food.
But yeah, I know. Bad news after bad news after bad news after bad news. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 I am not doing this. Hi, AJFJ.
Yeah.
Morning, AJ. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we need to, hi, AJFJ. We need to defrag, you know, we need to defrag and get everything straightened back out. But Yeah, so, you know, now I've gotten hooked on hockey, you know, so I moved on to hockey. And so now I'm reading about hockey, reading about the games and the players and all that stuff. And it's fun. It's enjoying. And then being that it's December, first thing I do is before I even turn on my computer, I turn on some Christmas music. And oh, I got Christmas music playing in the background.
Mood, yeah.
You know, and I don't know if you can hear it, but I got a little bit of Christmas music going on in the background.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just puts me in a good mood. And it's just change up. Change your routine. You know, let's just change things up, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just puts you in a better frame of mind, I think. And that's what we need. We need to be put in a better frame of mind.
Yeah.
And being said, I was reading, I was doing some reading on, like I said, the hockey, because I'm just getting hooked on it. And I'm a stat man. You know, I'm a stat man. Everybody knows I'm into stats. So I was looking at stats. I was looking at the players. Where are they at? You know, where's the team at? Where's the players at? Who's got this? Who's got that? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? And I was wondering, what if we all had stats, you know? What if we had an ongoing stat sheet, you know, and at the end of every month, you had to sit down and look at our stats, you know, see how did we do? Through the month, or how did we do through the year, you know? You know, what was our wins? You know, how many wins did we have? How many losses did we have?
Yeah.
What's our win-loss percentage? How many did we have any ties? You know, were we in the penalty box, Eddie? Did we have penalty minutes? You know, how many saves did we have? How many shots did we take, you know, during life, you know? And what was our offensive percentage? What was our defensive percentage, you know? What if we had a stat sheet that followed us all around, you know, and you had to sit down and look at? What would your stat sheet look like? You know, interesting. What would your stat sheet look like, you know? Did you put out 110%, you know? Did you put out a lot, or did you just kind of lay back and, you know, not really get involved in the offense, you know? Did you just kind of sit around and watch? You know, how aggressive did you play at life, you know? And that kind of stuff. I thought, man, that would really be interesting.
Yeah, I would have to be I don't like that whole report card thing. But
yeah, well, you know, I understand.
Because I'm always way too hard on myself. way too hard on myself. So I would, hi Moonchild, I would use that opportunity to see how much I've grown through that month. You know what I mean? How much I've grown through that month and see where I need to continue to grow. I guess it's the same thing, what you're saying.
I think there's a difference, Dina Jo, between a stat sheet and a report card.
Okay.
A report card is, are you passing or failing? You know,
right.
To me, a stat sheet is more of a, you know, how are you doing? You know, where are your weaknesses? Where are your strengths in playing the game?
We're on the same thing then.
Yeah.
I won't call it a report card. We're on the same. I get you now. I feel you. We're on the same page.
You know, it's not a report card because we're not being tested. We're just moving along, playing the game, you know.
Game of life.
Game of life. Playing the game of life. We need a stat sheet that comes along with the game of life, you know.
That's for sure.
I don't know,
and
man.
We need to be nicer to ourselves, like I was saying, because I'm always way too hard on myself. So I would use that opportunity to show myself, look how far you've come. How far you've come, baby. And keep going.
Hey, my win-loss percentage. Yeah, my win-loss percentage is higher than I thought. I won more than I lost. Yeah.
Exactly. That's like what I've always said. You write down, you know, like if you're having a crappy day or month or whatever, write it down. Then go back. Go back in a month and look at that journal you did a month before and say, oh my gosh, look what I was going through and I made it. I made it.
Exactly.
I got through it. Yep.
You know, and that's funny because you say that because, you know, we are a proponent here on this show about people doing a journal, you know, write a journal, keep a journal. You know, it's not something that you have to fill in every day, but keep a journal of what's going on in your life. Keep a journal of the good things, you know, keep a journal of, you know, and then include, you know, conflicts maybe, but, you know, just to see how things are going. If you have a victory, you write it down. You know, if you fell short on something, you write it down and you go back and you read it. It's your stat book. Yeah, your stat book. You go back and you reevaluate everything, you know. Hey, welcome everybody to the show. We appreciate everybody tuning in. If you're listening to us on the download, you know, you've downloaded the show through one of the many platforms that you can find us on. Hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe button give us a follow. Come on back. And if you download the Podbeam app onto your phone, you could come on in and listen to us live at 7 in the morning.
Chat. It's fun.
7 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. That would be fun to have you come in here and listen to us live.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, so, you know. You're looking and I'm looking at my stat sheet and it's like, yeah, you know, your win loss percentage is pretty good. You know, you didn't do bad, but you took more, you know, you scored a little bit. You took a lot of shots and you didn't score, you know, you could have scored more, you know, but you're shooting at the goal. That's the point. You're trying. Because if you don't take shots, you don't score. You know, I mean, you know, it'd just be something. It'd be something if we had stat sheets.
It would be good because, like you're saying, when I think you grow better when you know that you're encouraged, and you can be your biggest encourager. You don't need somebody else to encourage you. That's why it would be good to look at that and say, "Oh my gosh, look at how far I've come." Yeah, it is great to have other people encourage you, but to see it yourself and say, "Huh, I didn't think I could do that. I didn't think I could get through that, and you did it."
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's like, I didn't realize that how big that event was, but I made it through it. I did it. Exactly. I got through it. And I came out ahead. I came out a winner. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, maybe do that. Sit back. Now you got December coming up. The year's done. Yeah, I wouldn't even count December as part of the year now because it's like fast. December is like Friday.
It's December's
the Friday of the year. It's Friday.
It's kind of there's so much to do and so much to do and so much to do.
Yeah, but like I was meaning, but what I meant by it being Friday of the year is like you just you know, you do less work on a Friday because you know you're going into the weekend. You know,
right. So
you're gonna pull back on the reins a little bit, slow things down because it's December, it's the holiday, middle of the holiday season, so you're not gonna do as much. But it's a good time to sit back and evaluate things. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, so it's just good times. Good times. Really appreciate it. Appreciate everybody. Yes, yeah, good times. I saw this thing about coffee. You know what the natural progression of drinking coffee is?
What?
You drink your coffee with cream and sugar. Then you drink your coffee with cream. Then you drink your coffee black. Then you drink your coffee straight out of the pot. And then you're snorting the grinds right off the counter.
Oh, jeez, Lord. Okay.
That's
never heard that one before.
I saw that this morning. It made me laugh. Natural progression of drinking coffee. Yeah. Uh-huh. Love my coffee. I got this thing. There's this thing on Facebook called Coffee Memes. It's an individual Facebook page. Coffee Memes. And I thought it was going to be a lot of funny memes about coffee like that, you know. The right. Natural progression of coffee, but yeah, it's turning out to be nothing but a bunch of people taking selfies drinking coffee. Here I am drinking coffee. I had a rough morning, but here I am, you know, and I'm thinking, all right, whatever. So,
all righty.
Yeah, it didn't turn out to be as funny as I thought it was going to be. So anyway, whatever. Hey, but I did find that page that you were telling me about this.
Oh yeah, the Good News Network.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found it.
Yeah. After I scrolled down my page on the computer, I was like, oh no. Where is that Good News page at? And I was looking for it and I found it. And I was like, phew, feel better now. All you can do, they have all kinds of little stories about good news and things going on and good things that are going on, positive things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there really is a lot of good, positive things going on.
There is. You just don't hear
it. We just never hear about it, you know. And that's what we need to do. We need to we need to, you know, dig out the, yeah, that you, it's funny. You got to dig out all the good stories.
Really do.
You got to dig.
Yeah, and this is one of them. It's good. It's inspiring. I'm going to put it in here for everybody.
But anyway, check it out. www.goodnewsnetwork.org. Check it out. You know, get away from reading all the sour news and drink something that's got a little bit of, drink something that's got a little bit of sugar and sweetness in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it has a quote on the front of it. It says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Kind of like what we were just talking about. Winston Churchill was born 147 years ago. That was Winston Churchill who said that.
What happened to those kinds of people? What happened to the Winston Churchills, you know?
Well, you don't hear them anymore. You can't. No. Yeah, I know. They silence them. You don't hear it. You just don't hear it out there.
Yeah. You don't but hear that's any a great,
of this stuff.
Yeah, that's a great quote. Success is not final. Failure is not final. It is the courage to continue that counts. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like we said, you know, getting up and living life, it's a choice, you know. You get up every morning, you got to choose. You get up in the morning, you're choosing, you know, am I going to go forward in life? Am I going to move? Am I going to live? Am I going to be positive? Am I going to go forward and, you know, and proactive in things? Everything's a choice. You know, nothing just, I don't think, even though it might be unconscious, but everything we do is a choice.
It is. You
know, everything we do is a mm-hmm. choice. I mean, even just getting up's a choice. You know, I'm not going to get up this morning. I'm going to go back to bed. Well, there's your first choice you made right there, you know. Mm-hmm. And so everything's a choice, and you got to choose. You got to choose. What's today going to be like? You know, well, a lot of the day, a lot of what the day is going to be like is based on what we decide. You know, I'm going to be in a good mood. I'm not going to let anything, you know, suck all the happiness out of me. I'm going to be in a good mood, you know, and I'm going to move forward in life. Tom, see, that's a choice. Cat. Tom the Cat Man. Cat man. Tom cat. The Cat Man Cat. Hmm. I like that. Tom welcome. The Cat Man Cat.
Meow, meow, meow.
And don't get in a fight with Tron Cat. We got a bunch of cats running around in the chat room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hello, Tom. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for joining the show. so anyway, yeah, I mean, it's choices. You got to make choices. Did you hear what my voice did? It's choices. Oh. But anyway, yeah, we got to get up and make choices. First thing we do in the morning is make a choice. Am I going to be in a good mood today or am I going to be in a bad mood today? Choose to be in a good mood. That gets things off going, you know. Do you a cold? No, I don't have a cold. I just got congestion. I got congestion.
You just got boogers.
I got
okay.
No, actually, I think it's still the remnants of that black mold thing. You know, I think I got hit with that. What is it? Contaminated? I don't know. I got affected by that black mold for so long. It's just taken a while to clear up. And Grammy told me the other day, she goes, man, you are sounding so much better. You're not choking and hacking and coughing as much as you used to. So getting it all out. That black mold's that's not a good thing, I guess.
No. Yeah, thing. You guess.
I yeah, guess.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but life moves on, people. Life moves on. You got to choose. Choose today what kind of day you're going to have. And let's just keep moving forward. Keep mm-hmm. moving forward. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep moving
Don't
forward.
Don't stop believing. Sorry. I just heard Journey in my head when you said that.
Journey. well, listen, bud, I'm going to lift up my coffee cup and salute everybody this morning on a wonderful last day of November.
Yeah.
Last December's day of November. Tomorrow. Here we go. And just whatever you're drinking this morning, pick it up. Let's cheer and salute November goodbye and say thank you for the good times. And we're looking forward to December starting tomorrow. I salute you.
Cheers.
Does anybody want coffee? Ooh. Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee.
I'll take some.
Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Over here, buddy. Over here.
Oh, man.
Does that come off across really loud?
No, he's just loud.
Oh, yeah. The old man's coffee is Black Rifle Coffee. Veteran owned, veteran roasted. I just love this stuff.
Well, today is National Giving Day.
What? National Giving?
No, yeah, November 3rd, Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a day set to benefit the community. Let me see what else it says here.
You mean November 30th?
Yeah, it says every year on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, sorry, November 30th. People take the time to kick off the holiday season by giving back to their community, whether it's donating money to a charitable cause or volunteering. Giving Tuesday is the day set to benefit the community. So every the day after Thanksgiving, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, excuse me, is Giving Day. So yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
And I think it was last year or the year before, they had like these big giving metal boxes. They had one in downtown Denver, and like you could go and you had all these choices. Like I think they had like, let's say, hi Shells, like 30 different choices. Like, and you would go like a snack, you know, you go up to the snack thing, you put $5 in, you say, okay, I want to give $5 to buy a goat for somebody over here, you know, and you push number one, or you want to give $10 to choice number three. And it was all these different giving choices that you had to pick from. And they made a bunch of money for all these nonprofits all around the world. I thought it was great. There's the birthday lady. Hi, the only crazy lady.
Crazy lady. Okay.
Hi, Shells.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, the only crazy lady.
We love you.
Happy birthday to you.
And many, many more.
Happy birthday, the only crazy lady. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of fun. Happy birthday.
Yay, birthday girl.
Oh, see? We just gave. We gave a happy birthday. Good tidings. Yeah. You know, and I think December, you know, with the holiday, Christmas coming around, Hanukkah's going on, you know, I think it's the giving month.
For me this year, I think, you know, I've had family members ask me what I want, and I don't know. This year, I just feel so different. I mean, there might be wants, but I would rather have money saved to go see my granddaughter again or something like that. I don't know. Material things aren't that big for me this year. I don't know if it has to do everything that's been going on, you know, in the world. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Grammy just asked me. She goes, What do you want for Christmas? And I go, and I always tell her the same year. And I really do believe this. I go, you know what? You are my Christmas present, and I have you all year, so I don't need anything else.
Aww.
You know? And you know, if you look at your life, if you're content with your life, if you're happy with what's going on, you don't really need anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're content. Life is good. You know, you should take more joy in, it's just like, well, what do you want? Well, you know,
I get more out of giving. I get more,
sure.
I get happier getting stuff for other people and seeing the smile on their face.
Okay. Right.
I guess that's why I always say what I say, you know?
But if you say, I don't want anything, you're denying them.
That's true.
The gift of giving, you know? So, but when they ask you, what would you like for Christmas? And I say, You don't know, just, you know, sit down and spend some time talking with you would be great. You know, it doesn't have to be a materialistic thing that we ask for, you know, or that we tell them what we want. You know, it can be that. I would, what do you want for Christmas? You know what? I'd love to just sit down and chat with you for a minute. Just you and I alone, away from everybody. Just have some fun and laughs, you know, just some giggles, you know, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking about that when you were talking, Dina Jo. You know, say, well, I don't want anything. Well, I'm denying them the opportunity to give.
I mean,
give,
I guess that's true. I just, like, I don't need anything. I guess have. I mean, hi, Asha. I put down little, you know, like my coffee mug is kind of all janky. And I want to, I need a coffee mug. Something like that. Something, but nothing. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like if Man Cave, if Man Cave was to ask me, what do you want for Christmas, old man? It'd be like, well, I want you to get me a brand new, 2012 Toyota Tundra. If you can't do that, you know, just a card would be fine.
I think AJ mentioned something about like a word I mentioned in chat, the word serenade. That's usually like a word to describe like singing to someone, similar to how we sing happy birthday to the only crazy lady.
Oh yeah.
If he was curious how that word is pronounced.
Oh yeah. Serenade.
Serenade. Yeah. Who wrote serenade?
He had asked about it because we usually do that for all of our birthday guests. Hey, John.
Serenade.
Hi, John.
We're serenaders.
Nice to see you. You know what? I thought this gift, I'm going to say it again. I said it last year when I first heard about it. It's kind of like what you talked about, just sitting and talking to somebody and asking them, you know, spending time with them. It's called Story Worth, one word. And they have different ones for moms, grandmas, blah, blah, blah. You get out. And once a week, it's a question. They have a question in this book. You complete it, and then you reply in email. They do it all on email. Blah 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 blah. And then at the end, it comes back in a book, and all those questions were answered, and it's put into this book. And
really?
You have a story. You have a whole year's worth of all these things. I don't know what the questions are, but it's they said it's a beautiful keepsake book. So I thought, man, that's kind of cool.
That would be interesting. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to explain more about that.
Let me see what some of these people, you choose the subject of the book to be mostly about your life so that it can be handed down to grandchildren or their children. Nowadays, families are spread out, and this is certainly one way to keep an ancestry history alive. I'm so thrilled with the end product, and I'm proud to gift my friends and family with copies. That was this lady's, her questions. And mm-hmm. then there's different ones for kids. There's different questions for grandmas, grandpas, mothers, dads. The life of, and then it has like there, it says the life of Mary or our family's stories and the story of my life. And it's just kind of cool. It has, so I don't know. I haven't really looked into it a whole lot, but just I thought it was really neat. And
so is this something that you send out and people answer the questions, or
like
they you the questions?
No, like let's say I bought it as a gift for you. Okay. So then you would go online and you would pick the questions that you wanted to answer. Then they would send you a question every day that you would answer. And then that question goes back, that answer goes back to them. And then at the end of the time, then they send you this book. And most of them have pictures. I guess you can send them a picture, and then the picture goes on the front. So yeah, it looks kind of cool.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be really awesome. Let's see. What are some of the comments in here? Let's see. I saw somebody.
I met with my dad. Yes. Just spent some good quality time together. And it usually ends up taking me out to eat, and we have a great time together. I look forward to it every year. To means more than any material gift to me. And that was
exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's quality time right there.
Yep. And then the only crazy lady, my dad always had odd assignments for us, like read a book and then have a discussion with him on it. Random art projects or stuff, like take a picture of something interesting. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick.
You know, that would be kind of fun, too, that just taking a picture, random art projects or stuff, take a picture of something interesting. You know, it'd be kind of fun is to, like, take a picture every day. Take a picture of something every day, you know. There he is. There's my bestest old pal, buddy, friend of mine, Man Cave. Asha, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good, old man. How are you?
I am fantastic, man. I am over the moon.
You're over the moon and far, far away. Good to hear you, man.
What's new?
Nothing much. So I've just been relaxing today.
Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, man. I had a good one. I'm like, I think now I've just recovered from it all.
Yeah, you looked like you were enjoying yourself when you sent me that picture. So you looked happy. Man. I'll say that. You looked like a happy Jack right there.
it's all in the eyes, old man. It's all in the eyes.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So if you don't mind sharing, how old are you now?
Oh, I do old mind. No, man.
Okay, never mind. You don't need to
I'm 30, really. 30.
You're 30?
30.
33?
No.
Dirty 30. Dirty 30. Oh, okay. I got you. Dirty 30. You know, 30's a good age. 30's a good age, you know. It's almost like for me, when I was 30, good grief, when I was 30, I was already
welcome back.
I had already been married for years and had two kids, and you know, when I was 30, let's see, my oldest was 30. Gosh, I can't even think now. How old was Jeanette?
I bet when he was 30, you could probably buy a house for $100.
Oh, when I was 30, my first, yeah. You know, buy a house for $100. That's what it seems like on today's thing. Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah.
You always hear old people say, but when I was your age, I could buy a house for like £2,000 or £5,000. You're like, yeah, I know. Are you trying to buy a house here? Just a standard house, you're looking at least about 25.
I was listening to Slightly Serious James on Slightly Serious. He was talking about the houses they're looking at buying, and they're trying to buy a brand new house. And he was talking about houses being at $400,000 and this and that. Excuse me. So I wrote in their chat room, I bought my first house in 1978 for $38,000.
Hi, Mr. T.
It was like, yeah, the difference in the years, man. Of course. And you know, it's funny. We were talking about this on Thanksgiving. We're talking about the same subject. And I told everybody that we were talking to, I go, but of course, in 78, you know, I was making $5 an hour, you know, and that was a good wage, $5 an hour in 78, you know. So, you know, I mean, yeah, things were cheaper, but the wages weren't very high at all. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, my man. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Had a great Thanksgiving. Great Thanksgiving. Went and had dinner over at my daughter's house, and it was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs and giggles, you know, poking fun at each other and making fun at each other and laughing and having a good time. It was fun. It was just I was thinking about it the other day. I was thinking it's probably one of the best Thanksgivings I had ever been to. It was so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah. That's right. I was going to say, how was yours? How was yours, Asha? But you guys don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
I'm not celebrating. You bloody American citizens.
Yeah, but you know what? I still think you guys have more holidays than we do.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I think you guys have. More holidays. Because you got all those stinking little box days thrown in there every now and then, and
yeah, like May Day.
And, you guys are always on holiday.
Yeah, well, why not?
I hear
more time off.
I mean, what other country celebrates the day that some guy tried to blow up their government? You know, Guy Fawkes Day.
No, you say fuck. Why did you say it like Fox?
Fox, that's the way we say it here in America. Fox. America. I can't get my mouth to work like that. Fox. Fox.
It's Fox.
Fox.
Fox. Not Fox. 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 It's F-A-W-K-E-S.
Say it again. Say it again, Man Cave.
Fox.
Fox. Guy Fawkes Day. Yeah, I got to be careful saying that. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll have everybody saying I said the F word again. I got to be careful. Fox.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's how I got to say it like that. Yeah. But it's
I need what's his name to be in here right now, Steptoe, so he can help you. Is that help you? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Hey, so I'm glad you're on the phone and you called in because you know we're heading into December and you know what that means. Gingerbread building competition.
Oh yeah, there you go. I forgot about that.
Ooh, it's all that echoing. Yeah. Gingerbread building competition, and we'll go into more into detail as December comes tomorrow. But of course, Asha, Man Cave Sounds, he is our main judge of the competition of building those gingerbread houses. You know what I'm thinking?
We had a competition where you said that where Dina got upset about because I'm not going to be judging again for this year.
Yes. I got upset because you were not going to be judging. Yes. Because you thought, I was like, he needs to judge. He's our judge.
Yeah, she took you serious. She really thought you were not going to be a judge in it, and she got sad. Dina Jo got sad because she wants you to be the judge of the competition. You know, even though she thinks you cheat, and
I did not,
and she don't think you do.
I was saying what was going on in the chat, and you know it, you little troublemaker.
Ooh, yeah, was you saying what everyone was thinking, was you?
Oh my word, both of you. Both of you. Stop. I'm gonna sick my people on you.
You know, it's a good thing we're not sitting in the same room with her, Asha.
I know. I wouldn't throw anything at Asha, but I would certainly throw something at you. I don't know him well enough yet. Soon enough, then I would be throwing stuff at him.
Mr. T, you and your kids won't enter this year? Yeah, come on, man. You need to enter, Mr. T. Get them kids building those gingerbread houses. But we'll go into more detail about that in the first few days of December. Because it's time to get
rigid.
Out there.
Oh, my goodness. See? I'm not. It's not me. It is not me.
I don't know. Well, the only way Man Cave could get out of judging it is if he built one. If he built a gingerbread house. I think that's how we ended up getting him to be the judge, is because we were trying to talk him into building one, and he said no, he wasn't going to build one. And we go, well, then why don't you?
That.
Yeah, well, then why don't you judge him then? And he goes, oh, okay, I'll judge him.
Rigged, not rigid. Okay, gotcha.
You got me.
It's not rigged, Mr. T. Come on.
I did have a nice shine though. So at Christmas.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Who bought you some shine? I'm not being anybody buy you any shine.
I don't know, but apparently just around about the gingerbread time, I received a bottle of shine, just to say.
Oh! Whoa! Maybe it was rigged, Mr.
No,
T.
It wasn't.
Because
rigged.
There's only one person I know that knows Asha's Man Cave's address. The questions arise.
Nah. Oh, I'm in the judges.
Mr. T saw it the whole time.
I tell you what, they're talking about moonshine. Have you seen the new program yet? The new series?
No, I haven't.
They all get, just get all arrested. But
I want to
talk about it if you've not seen it. I don't want to spoil it.
No, go ahead. I don't mind that. I don't care if people talk about things I haven't seen. So what's going on? What's going on with it? Is it the same group of people?
Yeah, you got Mark and Digger still. You've got the guys in Louisiana. They made an absinthe. And I didn't know that, I didn't know that absinthe was banned in America. And then it was released again, you could buy it again in 2007. But it was legalized again. But then, to drink absinthe proper, you had to drink it to, a drip. So, in your glass, and then it drips into your glass. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever heard of that?
Never heard of that.
Yeah, never heard of it. So, it was quite interesting. And then,
like an IV. Interesting. They just kind of give it to you in a glass. And don't they usually put it on fire or something?
Yeah, no, it was in a glass. It was on a stand. And then they put the mason jar on top of it. And then it filtered through like an IV drip. Over ice.
Hi, King Ziller.
I've never heard anything like that at all.
About absence?
You say it's on the new Moonshiner show, huh?
Yeah, yes, the new one.
New season?
Jerry who's the other guy with him? Jerry and the other guy. They've got the stash bot robbed.
I'll have to check it out, man.
You know exactly who I mean the second you see them, but they got because on the last season they got picked up by the police at the staff house, and then now they went to the staff house again to go and pick everything up. Is it Josh and Jerry?
Is it Josh Owens? Josh?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's Jerry. It's some guy. Jerry and another guy. Anyway.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
It's the guys who built that
Lance?
Oh, that vertical one?
Jeff Lance?
Yeah, the vertical one.
I don't know.
With all the glasses hanging out of it.
Yeah.
Them two.
Okay. I think I know who you're talking about. I think I know who you're talking about.
Is it Bill?
Are you just throwing out names, Dina?
No, I'm looking right down. I'm looking. I said, what I wrote in there. Moonshiners make absence. And it says Josh. And then it just says Bill, and then it says Lance, and then it says Tom.
No, the guys who it's black guys who done the one from Louisiana who did the absinthe. Well, yeah, it was quite good, to be fair. And I was like, oh, and then I completely forgot about the tape after watching that program. I completely forgot about it. And I thought to myself, do you know what? Might have to order myself some moonshine because I'm not at any in a while.
I thought you were going to. I thought you were going to buy a small still.
Yes,
aren't
I was.
Is that still in the plans, or are you just totally giving up on that idea?
No pun intended, but it's still in the plans.
Still in the plans.
One day, yeah. I would have my.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I lived there with you, I mean, if I lived down the street from you, we'd already have it up and running.
Oh, yeah. Maybe all the time. But I brought some fruit. Oh, they made it. Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about it now because I don't want
to. No. Grammy asked me if I was going to try to make some. And I said, no, I ain't going to try to make some. I mean, it seems like you're either going to make. I would end up making way too much, you know, and then I wouldn't know what to do with it, you know.
Drink it
or run my truck on it, one of the two.
Yeah, there you go. You're helping the environment.
Fuel. Yeah. Yeah, it would be fun. It would be fun to experiment and come up with something, you know, come up with one. See if I could make my own apple pie. That would be the way to go, but I don't think it would turn out very good. I don't know.
I'd probably do like a raspberry or a strawberry one.
Well, a strawberry would be good. Strawberry would be good. That'd be a good flavor. If you could get it right. Like I tried that blueberry. I hated it. I did not like that blueberry shine at all.
Oh, that, I remember that.
That just was not any good. I didn't like that at all. Yeah. Pressure canner. Yeah, I guess you can. I don't know. Have you ever dabbled in that, Tuttles? Have you ever tried making your own shine, your own moonshine? Did you ever try making stuff with a still? I haven't. Dina Jo, what are you doing, Dina Jo? She's off doing something else.
I'm watching a video. I'm making a cake.
Oh, my God. You know we got a podcast going on, right?
I know, but you guys are talking moonshine. I don't know anything about it. I tried to include myself, but I was all wrong.
Oh, you were wrong. So what are you listening to? What's going on in the background?
This cake. It's like a snow globe cake that they made. And then there's like a little village it looks like they're making to go along with it. And it's really cute.
Really?
Can't you hear the music?
Yeah, I can hear the music. So it's a snow globe cake, you said, huh?
It's Tuttle's fault. Yeah, I'll put it on our website.
Right. Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to look up the moonshine or stuff. See? That's why I didn't talk.
What is going on in the show today?
I don't know, but it's
it's a free for all. It's all just a big free for all is what we got going. Hey, welcome everybody to the show, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. You might be wondering what the heck's going on. Well, this is kind of what we do. I mean,
typical.
We don't.
Saw a shiny object. That's all.
Yeah, we just kind of figure that, you know, what our podcast is all about is we're just friends sitting around the kitchen table drinking coffee and talking about this and that and everything. You know, we just we don't have an agenda outside of making you have a relaxful morning. Positive note, you know, get you out the door and feeling good about yourself, feeling good about life. We're just friends sitting around talking.
Like Seinfeld. Yeah. There you
go. Show about nothing. Yeah, exactly. A show about nothing, a little bit about everything, you know.
Yes, you learn a little bit about moonshine, just chit chat. So,
yeah, so thank you for joining the live show. And if you're listening to us on the download, if you're downloading the show through one of the many formats that you can find us on, hit that follow or subscribe button for us. And if you want, you can download the Podbeam app for your phone and you can catch us live in the morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. You could catch us live and catch the live show. But we appreciate everybody that does all the downloads and everything. We really appreciate everybody. We appreciate everybody that comes in the live show too. Yeah, it's just good times. Good times. That's what we are. We're a coffee morning drinking show. That's what it is. A morning coffee drinking show. I said it wrong. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Boy, it is quiet though. It is. All of a sudden, it's really quiet. I don't know. Is it time to man cave? Is there anything else you want to say, buddy?
No, I'm sorry. No, I was just looking to order on a pizza. As you were talking, I was looking to see what I was going to order.
Oh, okay.
So, what time is it, Dina Jo?
It's 8:50.
Is it not time to have a root beer float?
Oh, sure.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Thanks, thanks, intro.
It's time for Dina Jo's Today in Music History.
So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest. Thank you for the lead-in, man cave.
Thank you, Asha. My bestest second friend in the whole wide world.
Anytime.
Ooh, who's your first? Who's your first?
Not you.
Oh!
It's DeGray.
It's DeGray. DeGray. Oh.
All right. Let's make sure I'm on the right date today. Tuesday, November 30th. this day in history. We're going to start with 1968. The Supremes hit number one with Love Child in America. Love Child is a 1968 song released by Motown label for Diana Ross and the Supremes. They were having a little battle back then because Diana Ross was dating one of the managers and he was like putting her name. First it was the Supremes and it's like, no, we need to have Diana Ross in the Supremes. And so there was a little battle going on there and they did not like it because Mary Wilson was actually the founder of the Supremes. So she wasn't... Really? There was like a battle going on and she wasn't listed on things. And it was a mess back then. So here is Diana Ross in the Supremes with Love Child.
Boo, Diana Ross. Boo.
Barry Gordy. Gordy.
Love Child. The Supremes. I ain't putting Diana Ross out there first.
Poor Mary. She was like left. Miss Mary was left on the sidelines like, what?
Yeah, but didn't she go out and have her own career?
I believe so. She did. And there was another Cindy Bird song, and she replaced a Florence Ballard. But it was like this big struggle because Berry Gordy was like replacing them and then wasn't putting their names on things. And finally, they were just like, they just split. So, yeah.
Kind of like Destiny's Child with Beyonce. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
All right.
Okay. We're going to move on to our second on our list. And it goes to the year 1974 with Elton John's greatest hit album hits number one in America, where it stays for the last 5 weeks. In 1974 and the first 5 weeks in 1975. It remains John's best-selling album in the U.S. and one of the best-selling albums of all time, with 24 million copies sold worldwide. However, although all the songs are available as download, the album is currently out of print, having been superseded by four other greatest hits released over the years. One of the singles, Benny and the Jets, which has topped the charts in both the U.S. and Canada, but which had not been released as a single in the United Kingdom at that point, appeared on the American and Canadian edition of the album. It was replaced by Candle in the Wind for the UK and Australian editions, having been a hit in both those countries, but never released as a single in the U.S. and in Canada. And in 1992, it was reissued containing 11 tracks with both songs included. So we're going to play Benny and the Jets. Here is Elton John with Benny and the Jets. Welcome, Venora. I like this song.
I like this album. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. That's a great album. That movie that they have out called, I think, the Elton John movie. I don't remember the name of it. But it's not a bad biopic on Elton John. I can't remember the name of it. Elton John, Benny and the Jets. A lot of things in that movie it talks about, the one main thing is the relationship between him and the guy, the lyrics writer. And I did not know this, that Elton John he never really wrote lyrics.
No.
He had his partner wrote the lyrics and said, here's a poem or whatever. Here's some lyrics. And then Elton John would take the lyrics and put music to it.
Yeah.
Because the other guy couldn't write the music and Elton John couldn't write the words. And they just put out some fantastic music. Mm-hmm. And they were together for decades doing that. Beautiful music. Elton John, Benny and the Jets, off the album Yellow Brick Road. Mm. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Thank you. Hi, Tulin. Number three, we're going to go to the year 1979. Pink Floyd's album The Wall is released, seeing out the 70s in a spectacular fashion as it sells over 13 million copies. The powerful concept album themes of isolation and despair resonate with legions of fans, and it's even spawned a number one single, Another Brick in the Wall. Roger Waters wrote this song about his views on formal education, which were framed during his time at the Cambridge School for Boys. He hated his grammar school teachers and felt that they were more interested in keeping the kids quiet than teaching them. Welcome the walls it. Referred to emotional barriers Waters built around himself because he wasn't in touch with reality. The bricks in the wall were the events in his life which propelled him to build this peripheral wall around him and his school teachers with Another Brick in the Wall. Here's Pink Floyd with Another Brick in the Wall.
Part two. I love this song.
Mm-hmm. We don't need no thought control.
You know, Pink Floyd put out some good music too. Yes. They're a good band. And I think this is one of my favorite albums, The Wall. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, Pink Floyd. Good song. Good song.
Yes. All right. Number 4 on our list is Mr. Michael Jackson with his Thriller album. It was released on this day. In 1982, it spent 190 weeks on the UK albums chart, becoming the biggest selling pop album of all time, with sales of over 66 million copies. 7 singles were released from the album, including Beat It, which featured guitarist Eddie Van Halen, never knew.
Oh, yeah.
And Stephen Lukather on Billie Jean. So here is Michael Jackson with Thriller. I had no idea. Never knew that. Okay, Mark.
Yes, Vincent Price does rock in this song. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
I like how the intro builds to the song. Another master at creating music, Michael Jackson. This song just makes you want to start dancing. I don't care who you are. It's close to midnight. This is Thriller by Michael Jackson. Come on, tell me. Don't lie. You're all tapping your feet right now, aren't you? Yeah, I know.
I'm wiggling. Exactly. Oh,
great music. Great music.
Okay, number 5. We're going to go to the year 1985. Separate Lives by Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin hit number 1. The song was written by Stephen Bishop and featured in the movie White Nights. The song was featured on the soundtrack. Okay, I already said that. It reached number 1 in the contemporary charts as well as in Canada and in Ireland. And it reached number 4 on the UK singles chart and was certified silver by the British phonographer industry. This is Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin with Separate Lives.
Come on.
You call me from the room.
You know what's funny, Dina Jo, is when I found this song and I started playing it, I'm listening to it and I'm going, is that Phil Collins? Because it just doesn't sound like Phil Collins to me.
Someone that you met
But it is. I mean, it's Phil Collins, but.
And telling me how sorry you were leaving so soon, and that you miss me sometimes.
A younger Phil? Yeah, John, could be.
When you're alone in your room, do I feel lonely too?
There's Phil Collins and whatever her name is singing separate lives.
Marilyn Martin.
Marilyn Martin.
Oh, thank just wait, you. Tuttles. Just wait, Tuttles. Just wait. All right. Number six. We're going to go to the year 1985. Wham. We're at number one on the UK singles chart with I'm Your Man. I'm Your Man became Wham's third number one on the UK singles chart, but was not featured on a studio album and was essentially an isolated single, which was only followed up by a reissue of the previous year's hit Last Christmas. Already the signs were that George was now bearded and he was ready for his career into an adult market. The song also reached three on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Within 6 months of I'm Your Man, Wham had announced their split. Wah. They had four and final number one and released a final farewell album prior to a concert in Wembley Stadium, at which I'm Your Man was the last song Michael performed with his partner, Andrew. Here is Wham with I'm Your Man. Marcella, welcome.
If you're new to the show, what you're listening to is Dina Jo's Today in Music History Songs. This is our second to the last song for the day, and it's I'm Your Man by Wham. Wham was one of my daughter's favorite bands. She just loved them. Wham! I'm Your Man.
Wham!
Wham!
Okay, here we go. Lastly...
Not
least,
no.
On our list.
No.
A sad, sad
no,
day.
No, don't do it.
On November 30th, 1996. Please. Nope, it's not. It's not Taylor Swift. No, it's not Mariah Carey. No, it is the American singer and ukulele player, Tiny Tim. He died from a heart attack on stage while playing his hit. Yeah, this is how terrible.
I know.
Everybody who saw him playing Tiptoe Through the Tulips at a club in Minneapolis. On December 17th, 1969, he was married to Victoria May Budiger on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, a public stunt that attracted over 40 million viewers. They later had a daughter named Tulip. Victoria.
Yes, he did, Jess.
And he performed at 1970 Isles of Wight Festival in front of a crowd of 600,000 people. A little note that little Dina Jo, before she became Princess Grace or Crash, she was a little ballerina, and she tiptoed through the tulips on stage with about 100 other little kindergartners dancing in circles. Somewhere I have a picture of me with my little ballerina tutu on. But yes, here we go. Tiny Tim with Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe through the window, tiptoe with me.
Come on, everybody. You know, he's one of those weird oddities that became a very successful person. People loved him. He was weird, but they loved him. Oh yeah, everybody. Oh, my ears. Tiny Tim.
Tiptoe in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Tiptoe.
He's a classic right there, man. I'm telling you.
I know.
He's a classic. Good job, Dina Joe. That was a fun list. I love ending it with Tiny Joe.
You were complaining about hearing Taylor Swift.
I know.
Tiny Tim for y'all.
Thank you, Tiny Tim. I tell you, you know, it's I remember seeing him. I remember seeing him showing up on Johnny Carson. Yep. And he was a hoot on Johnny Carson. I mean, you know, he's always played himself out as being so serious, but you know he understood he was a comedian. I mean, he was a parody of himself, and he was
exactly
an oddity. Yeah.
Exactly, John.
But people loved him. I mean, he was funny, and the way when he sang his songs, it was just interesting. Hey, Jimmy. But he was a Jimmy. Fun guy. And when he married Miss Vicky, you know, it was all
on
a
TV,
big show.
I can't remember. I kind of remember it.
Yeah.
In black and white. Yeah. I think
so. But Johnny Carson loved him. He was always on the Tonight Show. You know, Johnny Carson loved the guy. He was always on there. They were always making fun of him. And you make fun of him and he'd look like, you know, really? I'm serious. You know, and it was just, he was a great entertainer. He did what he did well. And he found his niche and he stayed true to his vision. And he became successful. You know, and he needs to be applauded. So, good for you, Tiny Tim. That was a good thing. He was funny. He was just absolutely funny.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, people saw him singing that song and he had a heart attack. That's terrible.
Right. It was tragic. But like Jess Stuck said, you know, he died doing what he loved doing.
That's true.
You know, what better way to have your life come to an end than you're doing what you love doing.
Yeah.
And there you go. You know, that was kind of tragic. I would not have wanted to be in that concert.
No. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You know. But that was a lot of fun. Tiptoe right into eternity. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good times. Good times. I'm glad I reminded you because I thought, well, if she gets me the song list in the morning, I can still put it together, you know.
I'm glad you did. I had it ready. I have almost all Friday's the only day I haven't completely finished yet. And so I don't know what I was thinking why I didn't send it to you. But I'll send you this one Wednesdays later on.
Yeah. Hey, you know ready. What? You know what, Tunnels? I agree. I'm surprised that there hasn't been a movie about his life yet. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just don't think it will sell with today's audience.
Probably. They'll be like, who?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe his family hasn't signed off on it.
Oh, that could be too, Eric. That could very well be it. They haven't. The people that own his estate and all that stuff, they could just say, no, we ain't doing that. You know, could be. Oh, I totally agree with that, DeGray. There needs to be a Frank Sinatra movie. About the life and times. And speaking of Frank Sinatra, him and Dean Martin used to play golf a lot with each other. And they'd go to this golf course and they'd get out there playing, but they would never play the full 18 holes unless they could get cocktails while they're out there playing. I forgot what year this was. But they said, you know, we don't play 18 holes unless we can get cocktails while we're out there playing. So this guy that owned the golf course, he goes, well, what can we do about that? What can we do to make sure that we can give them what they want? Hold on a second. There's a guy walking by my house.
Well,
he looks almost like that guy that you're talking about, except he's in these real baggy sweats. He's got sandals on. He's got flip-flops on. And he's walking in my grass, and it's been raining. He ain't got no socks on. And you know it's
Maybe he likes that fill on his little.
I don't know. Get off my yard. Anyway, back to Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Anyway, so this owner of this club, he goes, you know what? We need to do something to accommodate them. So he goes, get a golf cart, get a golf cart and stuff it with every possible cocktail that we can make and drive it out there to them. And that was the beginning of the beverage carts for golf carts, for golf courses. So so thanks to Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, the invention of the beverage cart for golf carts were made. Yeah, there you go. A little bit of golf history right there. Oh, I can tell that went over really well. Jeez, come on, people. Just sharing a little history with you. Good night. Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to the download, of the show, hit that follow and
welcome back, Only Crazy Lady.
And or what was that other word I was using? Oh, subscribe. Subscribe to the show. Those for us, yeah. I'm totally got brained. Well, I got all excited. It looked like DeGray was going to call in, and I thought, all right, he's going to call in. And I hit to give him the line to call in, and he goes, nah, I ain't going in.
No.
Oh, DeGray.
Oopsie. Oh, DeGray.
Oh, man. Butterfingers. Anyway, funny, good times. So, get out there today and say goodbye to November. Goodbye.
Yeah, and look for Gingerbread Kids, people, if you're going to be a part of that, like we were talking about before the music started.
Yeah. Let's see, Crazy Lady. Yes, it is kind of warm. It's like 53 degrees right now.
When's your birthday, DeGray? Did you
really? Oh, no, he says a birthday. He says he'll call on a birthday.
Who's next? Oh, who's next? December 1st would be per tweet.
And we never hardly ever see him in the chat room.
I think he's mostly been staying busy with work and stuff. But
Yeah.
I know when you schedule tomorrow's show, I'm definitely emailing him and honeybee that.
I know a lot of people work and go figure. They're not retired like the old man and Dina Joe.
I'm not retired. No. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, in a way you are.
You're insane.
One of you three. Oh, he says on one of our three birthdays?
Oh, well, mine and the old man's on the same day.
Yeah.
And then Eric.
Don't forget Jay, baby.
And Jay, baby. And my granddaughter.
Well, so write it down on July 6th, then, DeGray. You'll call in on July 6th. No, you need to call before that, man. Come on. You can give us a cleaned up version of your rant of the day, a little preview. A little preview of what your rant of the day is going to be. You could do that.
Yeah, you have a show on Tuesdays? You have? What time does it? Jeez, that's going to be tough. I know.
He says, geez, that's going to be tough.
I know, I've listened.
Well, John DeVito is going to be on after we wrap up tomorrow.
Okay. You curse a bit? No, you don't. Not the ones I've listened to. Are you talking about that four-letter word? Oh, there's a couple of them, huh?
He's...
It's okay.
He gets his point across.
I don't mind. That's true.
Yeah. You'll have to figure one out, and I'll post one today. Yeah. Oh, a podcast? Oh, he's going to post a podcast. You're not going to go live? Not going to go live? You're just going to do just post it? Oh, okay. I don't know. No, we're waiting. See if you'd call in, we could be talking to you instead of waiting for you to type it, instead of typing it in. Come on. You know you want to call, DeGray. Come on. You know you want to call.
Oh, man.
I got pressure. A sensor button I can
pressure.
Hit.
Patience
I got a sensor
virtue.
Button I can
That's
push.
That's true.
Plug yours. Here you go.
Oh.
The thing is, I'm so late with the button. You know, he would say what he wants, and then I'd beep the next word. You know, it's like crazy. You know, we're just kidding you, DeGray. We're just kidding you, man. But since we got him on, since we're talking about him, be sure to give him a follow. Check out his podcast, the DeGray Area. podcast. Check him out on Instagram and on TikTok. Enjoy his little rants of the day that he does. They're not very long. They're about, you know, maybe 2-3 minutes at the most. But he's good. He gets the point across. And I tell you, you guys, he's got over 10,000 followers on TikTok right now. So you go, buddy.
Yeah. Whoa. He does.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the one thing I look for when I go on TikTok is I look for his rants of the day. If I don't see him, then I just basically get off. Daily rant is going to be on children's discipline. Teach it by getting rid of your dishwashing machines. Amen, brother.
Grammy did that, and she still has problems with the old man. He's grown up, and he still doesn't do the dishes.
Oh, I do the dishes. But, I mean, really, I was thinking about when I grew up as a kid. I mean, yeah, we did the dishes. I mean, my mom had a calendar, and she marked it down. This week is Penny's day, and then it's Kathy's, then Jimmy's, and then Robert and Robin. They were the twins and the little ones, so they got to do them together, you know. But yeah, we had to do the dishes. I mean, what happened to that? Dishwashers ruined all that stuff. Yeah. I remember one time the kids were going, when are we going to get a dishwasher? I go, I got two of them right here. I don't need a dishwasher. Yeah. They still do my dishes when they come visit. Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Good kids. But yeah, chores. Do kids even have chores anymore? Good grief.
I don't know. I think some of them, I don't know. Some parents still do it, but not a lot.
I mean, I remember me and Robert, we were in charge of the yard. We had to keep the weeds down, you know. We had to keep the dog poop cleaned up.
Yeah.
I mean,
take the trash out to the curb.
Yeah, take the trash out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time my kids, it was their job to kind of take care of the trash. And I remember walking into the little laundry room where the trash was kept, and the thing was just piled up, you know. And I call them in there and go, so what, are you guys like having a contest to see how high you can get this before it all falls over? Get it out of here. You know, I mean, it's like, come on, get the trash picked up. Get it out. I will say this. My daughter, she's got this little townhouse. She owns a little townhouse. It's just cute. It's a cute little townhouse. It's all decorated for, you know, the holidays. It's nice and neat. It's clean and all that. And I was kind of laughing to myself because I remembered her as a kid, you know, a preteen and a teenager. Her room was a mess. It was just a pigsty, you know. I mean, it was just that. And then I look at her house and I'm going, oh, my gosh, look how clean and neat her house is.
They grow up. They learn. They know.
Yeah, they grow up. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Some of them do. Girls do. Boys don't necessarily at times.
Crazy lady. When we found out other kids got allowances for chores, that conversation didn't go well for us. I remember my kids were saying, you know, Johnny Johnson, he gets paid. He gets allowances for doing chores and that. And I go, well, you got allowances too. Well, what? I go, room and board.
Yeah.
Room and board. I go, oh, I can pay you if you want. I can pay you
food. We pay and you. Yeah. You get food.
I can pay you cash, but now you're going to have to give me money for electricity and water.
Yep. Yeah.
Pay a little rent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To help the house payment. So, you know, pick your poison. Which way do you want to go?
Yeah.
It's all good times.
It was all the same with walking to school and walking home from school. Well, I had to walk 4 miles in the snow. Sometimes it was pouring rain. Yeah.
You know, I used to make up stories of when I walked. You know, I would really go extreme. You know, I used to have to walk 5 miles over the Rocky Mountains through the snow and blizzards to get to school. And you guys just got to walk 2 blocks down the street, you know. And they go, come on, you didn't do that. I go, well, you know. No, actually, I walked to my front yard and took a bus every day.
Yeah, you're right, Shells. You're right. Times have changed. Yeah. I don't know that I would have my kids. You're absolutely right. It is a dangerous thing. And depending on how mature your kids are and know the difference between certain things, it's scary out there. You have to be very protective as a parent nowadays.
Yeah, well, look, there was a thing when, you know, with like my generation, we just rode with anybody that would pick us up while we were walking. We'd hitchhike everywhere all over Tucson. You know, people pick us up. We're just riding around all over the place. See you, John. And then, you know, and then as my kids started growing up, all of a sudden there's like stranger danger, stranger danger. Don't don't talk to strangers. Don't get in cars. Don't do anything with strangers, blah, blah, blah. And now their kids are growing up with get in an Uber with a stranger and let him drive you anywhere. You know, I mean, it's really,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's all kind of weird. It's all kind of weird. My dad has said you some payback. Dad laughed. Tony called up dad and said you as sus payback. What? Times are different. Different extreme protective times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Extremes are protective times. And, but yeah, too. I mean, yeah. But, you know, it's, you know, nope. Don't trust any of that Uber. No, I don't either. I wouldn't. I don't know. I wouldn't get in no car. I mean, it's really funny I say that, but I would get in into a cab. But that's what a, you know, an Uber is nothing but a cab, really. But, yeah, I don't know. But I felt weird getting into a cab with someone because I just don't, you know, I don't know. Don't trust people. I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird. Trust. That's a whole new show right there talking about trust, you know. How do you trust? And I had somebody say, I don't trust people at all. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody at all. And I go, yeah, you do. They go, no, I don't. I go, you trust people when you're out driving your car that they're not going to be crazy and crash into you. Oh, never thought of that. Yeah. You know, so we do have a little bit of trust in some people.
Yeah. It's like you have to interview people kind of, and you have to know them. You have to really know them. And that's what I always used to tell my kids too. Even if you know our neighbor and they were to come up to you and I didn't tell you, you know, you're walking home and you see this person and it's our neighbor and you know them and they seem nice and they seem cool, but they say, hey, something's wrong with your mom. Get in the car. If I didn't tell you that they were picking you up, then you do not get in that car. You know, you go somewhere and you find me because you never know what's going to happen with people. You, unless I told you to do that, then, you know, don't do it. And there's
And even us as older adults, we need to be that way when people come to our door, you know.
We don't have to open it up.
I was talking to this one person in a chat room or something, and they were talking about, well, I don't know if I should let – you know, let people in. And I go, don't ever let anybody in your house unless you know. Uh-uh. Hey, it looks like we got Jimmy on the line.
Hey, guys, how's it going? You know, I am so glad. I am so glad you brought up this conversation because I heard, I think this was like maybe like 2 months ago, maybe three on the news, that an Uber driver tried kidnapping one of his fares.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently this Uber driver has a criminal record and apparently the Uber company apparently oversaw it and didn't realize that he was in danger to society. And, he tried kidnapping, knows what I'm talking about. So this dude tried kidnapping his fare, but the girl, thank God, she was able to escape and call for help, and she was smart enough, like when she got in, that she was able to take a picture of his information and stuff, even the license plates in the car before she got in and stuff. So they were able to get that guy in. You know, I've always told my friends, you know, like, I don't know if I can ever feel comfortable calling an Uber. Even before this incident, they're like, why? I'm like, well, think of it this way. You're putting your life in the hands of a stranger. You have no idea what kind of person that is in that car.
Right.
And you're giving them an address of where you're at and an address to where you want to go. Yeah, especially if you're going home.
Exactly.
What makes you think that these people, you know, Lord forbid it happening, but what makes you think like one of these Uber drivers is going to write down the address of one of their fares and try to break into the house and sexually assault or just rob the place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean, you know. But on the positive side of that, it shows you that we do have some kind of confidence in people being good people. You know, now I know an Uber driver. I know a girl that drives, does share drives and that kind of stuff down in Phoenix. And I think if I was in the area, I would I would definitely call her, you know, because I know her, you know, and I'd have her come pick me up.
Yeah,
what about these people that are drunk, Jimmy? What about these people that are drunk?
I know, that's what he's talking about. Yeah. I mean, he could totally be taken advantage of.
Take them out in the boonies and roll them, take all their money and all that stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, my favorite video is where that girl, she calls an Uber driver and she's like doing a live like video show, and she gets into the wrong car because she's not paying attention because she's on her phone doing a vlog, and the guy's taking off. He's like, "Hey, where are you going?" "Oh, okay." And so she's like, is your name Dave or something like that? He's like, no, I'm not an Uber driver. She's like, "Oh shit, pull over. I was like, "Yeah, that's on you for not paying attention, honey."
Yeah.
I'm always reminded of this one little joke I read. It says this guy's kind of hitchhiking and he gets in the car and they're driving, and the guy that got picked up says, "So why'd you pick me up?" "Oh, you know, just pick up people." And he goes, "Well, what makes you think that I'm some crazy person, some crazy insane psychopath and that you just picked up?" Mm-hmm. And he goes, "How do you know I ain't some crazy psycho guy giving you a ride?" And it's all like, right. Yeah,
but I pulled that number before.
But you know, when I was a kid, Jimmy, and when I was a teenager, we'd go out hunting out into the desert. We'd have all our rifles and that with us, or carrying guns, and we'd hitchhike, and people would be picking us up. "Where are you going?" "Manzanita Manor." "Get in, I'll give you a ride." You know, it was a different time, totally. I mean, definitely. We're running around with guns, people picking us up, giving us rides, and all that stuff. So,
you know, and you're totally right. Like, I remember growing up, and every day at school, they were telling us, "Don't talk to strangers, the whole stranger danger. If you see something suspicious or weird, say something."
Yeah.
So, and nowadays society is just like, "Oh, it's okay. All you gotta do is get on this app and have a complete stranger pick you up." And I like,
I know, it's so weird.
You know how many kids download that on their phone, and they're like 12, 13, 14 years old getting rides from an Uber from a complete stranger?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
No, that's scary. It's scary to me. If I had little kids, I would not let my kids do that. I'd be picking them up and all that stuff, you know.
Definitely.
Hey, so what you got in store for the rest of the day, Jimmy?
Honestly, I'm gonna take care of some errands, and then when I'm done, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna start my own show. So I have bought 3 books. It's a complete series of the scary stories to tell in the dark. And so I decided I'm going to do a podcast show on these books, because back when I was growing up, they were so controversial because they were always constantly being banned and then brought back out of the banned book list and then banned again and back out and banned again. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little background on these stories, on these books, and then I'm going to read the books.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, listen, when you get ready to do the show, pop on in and come on into the chat room and promote it so we can get people over there to listen to it and check you out.
All righty.
All right, man. Hey, well.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for calling in and sharing your time with us. Hey, it looks like, we ran over a little bit because we didn't have nowhere to go today after the show, and it has been kind of fun. Yeah. What do you think, Dina Jo? Huh? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Let Jimmy say some final words if he'd like.
Jimmy, you want to say some final words before we get out of here?
Happy 49.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody, just remember, use common sense when it comes to ordering Ubers or Lyfts or doing stuff like that. If you very much feel uncomfortable with the person driving, definitely don't get in the car or get out of the car ASAP.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Wise words, buddy. Wise words. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for coming in and thanks for calling, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Always a pleasure being on the show and talking with y'all.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you. Hey, you
too, Eric.
Bye, Kyle.
Eric, you got any shows you want to plug before we get out of here?
Well, John DeVito decided to fire up an impromptu show, but I imagine Jimmy might jump over there to see his other friend. And BP49 and Slightly Serious hopefully will be here Thursday and partly tomorrow, but we're definitely going to remind him once you schedule the show, man. And also be on the lookout for John Gale and DeGray Area, and be on the lookout for the It's Doomsday podcast gang of Kirkley and Sava and Jester, and then And if you see Kirkley around, be sure to wish him a happy birthday today. And I know we'll be back tomorrow, and also be on the lookout for Ralph and many more great friends.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Eric. And we just appreciate everybody. Yeah, we ran over a little bit today, but it's something Dina Jo and I have talked about. You know, we got a few days that we might be able to do that. And if we got a good subject going, we're going to carry it over a little bit because we don't have a lot of things we have to run away and take care of. So, and today just happened to be one of those days. So good job. It was fun. Good times.
It was fun. Thank you.
Listen, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button. And you people that are listening to us on the download, we appreciate you downloading the show. And feel free to download that Podbeam app onto your phone so you can come in and listen to us live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. And if you can't do that, hit that follow and subscribe button. Give us some help on boosting our follower numbers. Trying to hit 2,000 followers by the end of the year. That's our goal. And with that being said, a little final word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. We appreciate you so much. And it was a great day today. See you tomorrow and see you around Palm Beach. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Dina, Tiny Tim, Joe.
I think we'll also include last week's stats with this week's stats on Friday.
Oh, my.
Yeah, stats will be on Friday. Stats will be on Friday. Anyway, thanks everybody. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Dina Jo. Love you guys to death.
Welcome.
And everybody that comes in the show, we appreciate you coming in, having fun with us. We're just here to get you out the door in a good mood, man. That's what we want to do. I want to thank the Gray and Jess Doc and everybody. There's so many people that I just can't thank you all. Just have fun, man. Get out there. This is the last day of November. Tell it goodbye. Tell it to get out of here. And we'll be welcoming in December tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow while we welcome in December. Yeah, baby. We got some good things coming up for December. All right, our music's done. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Later, Gators.
See you, John DeVito's.